This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
This report is for Wednesday, December 4th. Gold ETFs are having a tough year. The biggest, the Spider Gold Trust, ticker GLD, had net asset outflows of $1.1 billion in November, while its asset share price slid another 5.5%. That's according to Index Universe. GLD now has $33 billion in total assets, less than half what it had at the start of the year. William Rind is managing director of the World Gold Council, which sponsors GLD. He explains why he thinks gold is close to its support level.
Remember that gold is a metal that's mined, and there's a real cost of producing gold. And we think that where the current gold price is, that cost of production is, you know, at a level where, you know, the industry is really struggling. And we're at a level where, for, you know, some of the big producers, we're at a level which is not profitable.
The price of gold has tumbled 26% since January 1st and is heading for its first annual drop in 13 years. Rind remains optimistic about gold's outlook, saying it represents a buying opportunity for investors at this level.
Taking a step back, the fundamental story for gold is actually pretty positive. You have a short-term supply deficit in the market, and you have a huge amount of demand coming out of particularly China and India, and the gold is literally moving from west to east. So a strong fundamental picture sort of underpinning the whole story.
The Spider Gold Trust, ticker GLD, has dropped 27.2% in price so far this year. It has an expense ratio of 40 basis points. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.